A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Colorful letters in front of a cloudy sky, a Netflix original series. A long braid of Zoe's hair tumbles out of a tower to the ground below. Katya flies her broom over a large gingerbread house in the woods. Frankie closes a storybook. Titles appear.
Super Monsters! Once upon a rhyme!
At dusk, Esme and Igor stand at the school's entrance as the children arrive.
I'm so excited!
Me too! It's story time!
And we're in charge!
Are you ready for this?
I am! I'm gonna tell everyone my favoriteest fairy tale ever!
It's gonna be so much fun!
Drac turns to Vita.
Did you and Loba decide on a story?
Uh-huh. It's one of our favorites.
I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait!
Ready?
Oh, yeah!
In the downstairs classroom.
Yay!
There they are!
Zoe, we can't wait for story time!
I know! There's just one thing we need to do first.
Sundown Monsters!
The old students transform, followed by the new ones.
Olive!
Rocky!
Sammy!
Zane!
Super Monsters!
Is everyone ready for story time?
Zoe hands Cleo a book.
Ready!
Drac vanishes, then returns with a book.
Ready!
A book floats from the shelf into Katya's hand.
Ready!
Lobo looks in a toy chest, then a cubby.
Oh, it's gotta be here somewhere.
Vita grows a large flower that holds a book.
Here you go, Cousin Lobo.
Thanks, Vita.
Frankie reaches for a high shelf.
Mega size!
He still can't reach. He stomps the floor. A book falls into his hands.
Got it.
All right, kiddos. Now who'd like to go first?
Oh, I have a great one! Pick me, pick me!
I guess we're starting with Spike.
Once upon a time, a brother and sister named Hansel and Gretel were lost in a forest.
Hansel, how will we ever find our way back home?
Leaving a trail of breadcrumbs would have helped. Too bad we ate them all.
I know, but I was hungry. And now I'm even hungrier.
Spike and Sammy.
In the middle of the forest was a big, giant house made out of gingerbread, with frosting on the roof and completely covered in cookies and candies. But the gingerbread house was owned by a gruesome old witch.
Katya.
I may be old and truly gruesome, but I'm still sweet and adorable.
Katya waves her wand. The house's white frosting turns pink. She flies inside.
Nice, but I'm gonna need a little more frosting.
And just then, Hansel and Gretel happen by.
I sure hope we find something to eat.
I'm so hungry, I could eat a barrel of candy.
I could eat a house full of candy.
I could eat a house made of candy.
Look, Hansel.
A house made of candy!
What are the odds?
Spike and Sammy grab candy off the house.
Nom nom nom.
We could probably eat without going nom nom nom.
Yeah, but what fun would that be?
Nom nom nom.
Inside.
Just then, the old and gruesome witch,
who was also sweet and adorable,
heard the children's ravenous nom nom nom.
Katya waves her wand. The door flies open. Spike and Sammy drop their candy.
Hello, children. You look so hungry. Come on in.
Spike and Sammy look at each other. They hold hands and step inside.
A good witch is a helpful witch. Make yourselves comfortable while I make preparations. Are you wondering what I'm going to do with these two hungry house-eating children?
To Henri.
I'm going to cook them.
Katya's witch hat changes to a chef's hat. An apron appears on her front.
Please sit down, dear kitties, and just make yourselves at home. When I'm through with you, you'll both be stuffed. Why?
It won't be too long now.
Spike and Sammy frown. The door and windows slam shut.
Conjure up a pinch of salt and sugar. And a course of two very hungry kids. Fire up the oven, get it hotter. I bet you'll never guess what this is. I'm gonna cook them up. Won't they be surprised? I'm gonna cook them up. I see the hunger.
Spike blows smoke. Sammy freezes the floor. They flee.
Wait! Come back!
Katya slips across the ice, but stays on her feet. Spike and Sammy retreat into the woods.
Oh, bats. Now I don't have anybody to share it with.
Henri bites into the pie. Katya smiles. Now, in the classroom.
And the moral of the story is, it's okay to eat someone's house, but always ask permission first.
Spike, I'm not really sure that's the point of the story.
A smiling spider swings down.
Look, kiddos, it's an itsy-bitsy spider.
Oh, like the song.
The itsy-bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy-bitsy spider climbed up the spout again.
The spider joins the lounging Doyle on the roof. He gives the spider a small tropical-looking drink. They raise their glasses. Downstairs, the four new students toast with plastic cups.
When a story ends with a treat, just like my favorite fairy tale. Once upon a time, Little Red Riding Wolf was racing through the forest.
Lobo wears a red hood as he sprints. He stops by Luna, the moonicorn.
Hello. I'm on my way to Grandmother's house. And I have to get there fast, fast, fast.
He sprints to a house.
Hello, Grandmother. Then he discovered there was a wolf in his grandmother's bed. His very own Abuelita!
My sweet little nieto, have you brought me a treat? Come closer so I can see it.
But Grandmother, what big eyes you have.
The better to see you with.
But Grandmother, what big ears you have.
The better to hear you with.
But Grandmother, what big teeth you have!
The better to eat with you! Oh, that reminds me, I need to pick up some ingredients for enchiladas. I'm making a surprise for dinner.
Is it enchiladas?
How did you guess? I'll be back in 2 shakes of a cob's tail.
Abuelita leaves.
Abuelita, are you home?
Lobo gets into her bed.
Who is it?
Vida enters.
It's me, Abuelita. I've come to visit you.
Oh, come closer, my dear, and let me see.
But, Grandmother, what big ears you have.
Oh, the better to hear you with.
But, Grandmother, what big eyes you have.
The better to see you with.
But, Grandmother, what big paws you have.
The better to tag you with. Ow!
You're a wolf. But you're not the wolf I was coming to visit.
Oh, tag, you're it.
No, you are.
Vida and Lobo chase each other.
Gotcha. Oh, you're it.
Ooh, I'm not.
No. Gotcha.
Luna peers through the window.
Mama, are you in there?
Lobo hands Abuelita's sleeping cap to Vida. She grins.
Hola, Mama. I brought you something. Whoa.
Hola, amigo.
But, Mama, what big, hairy toes you have!
Lobo's feet stick out from under the covers. Abuelita returns.
Nieto! I'm home!
Ah, you're taking a little siesta.
Luna lies in the bed.
But, Nieto, what a big nose you have!
Vida and Lobo jump out of the bed and join a group of friends.
Surprise!
Abuelita beams. Lobo holds a cake. Maya puts a party hat on Abuelita's head.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, Abuelita! Happy birthday to you!
She blows out sparklers on the cake.
And the moral of the story is, Abuelitas are awesome, and so are surprise parties.
At the school, Henri hops into Katya's arms.
Gotcha, Henri. Does anybody know a nursery rhyme about a kitty?
Oh, I know one.
Rocky flips through a book. He turns red, then yellow.
Oh, where is it? And it's right here. Hey, diddle, diddle. the cat, and the fiddle.
A fiddle playing Henri pokes Rocky.
The gargoyle jumped over the moon. The ogre girl laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon.
Sammy and Zane dress as a dish and a spoon. At school, Mina sets down cookies.
Snack time! But be careful, these cookies are still hot.
Sometimes you have to wait for your food to cool down. Like the three bears.
What three bears?
Once upon a time, there were three bears. Mama bear, papa bear, and baby bear. One day, they all sat down to eat some porridge. But their porridge was way too hot. So, they went for a walk while they waited for it to cool down.
Frankie sports golden hair.
And that's when Goldilocks came along. Anybody home?
Wait, I thought Goldilocks was a girl.
Boy, girl, it doesn't matter as long as Goldilocks has yellow hair, because that's where the name comes from. Anyway, Goldilocks had walked a long way and wanted to rest his big, tired feet.
He sits on a rocking chair.
But the first chair was too big.
He tries a small blue chair.
And the second chair was too small.
It falls apart.
But the third chair was just right. Mega right!
The third chair collapses.
Goldilocks felt really bad because this kind of thing happened to him all the time. All the time. Then Goldilocks smelled a yummy, yummy porridge. But the first bowl was too hot.
Flames burst from a spoonful of porridge.
And the second bowl was too cold.
The second spoon freezes.
But the third bowl was just right.
Frankie stomps around. The other bowls spill on him.
And then it all went wrong. Like it does all the time. All the time. Goldilocks really needed a nap. Luckily, there were three beds.
He jumps into the first bed.
But the first bed was too hard.
He hops to the second one.
And the second bed was too soft. But the third bed was just right.
Frankie lies back, kicking up some feathers.
The feathers in these pillows are making me...
Frankie grows. The bed collapses.
Gazoon tight.
He dances and stomps.
If there's a chair, I'm gonna break it. It's sure to never make it. Things like this happen to me all the time. When the porridge bowl was flying, you're either laughing or you're crying. But things like this happen to me all the time. Even though I try my best to do things right.
A bowl hits the floor.
I guess I just don't really know my own mind. Crushed it! Accidents and missteps. Smashes, stomps, and mishaps. Yep, things like this happen to me all.
We've been looking for you everywhere. You're in the wrong cabin. We're staying in that one over there. This one belongs to the three bears.
Oh, no. What's gonna happen when the bears come back?
Well, first we'll need to apologize, and then we'll help clean everything up.
Oh, dear.
Mrs. Bear, I'm really sorry.
We all are. Please accept this pot of honey as an apology. And don't worry. We'll repair all the damage.
It's okay, Mrs. Mash. This happens to us all the time.
Really?
Baby Bear.
All the time.
In the classroom.
And the moral of the story is... Bears like honey?
Great story, Frankie. And now our cookies are cool enough to eat.
Olive looks out a window. Her eyes sparkle.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. When the
Luigi walks home in ogre form. He looks at Olive's face in a bright star.
Then you show your little light, twinkle, twinkle all the night, as your bright and tiny spark lights the traveler in the dark. How could he see where to go if you did not twinkle so?
He follows the star's light and hugs his wife.
Thanks you for your tiny spark, twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
That was a wonderful song, Olive. Here, let me help you with that.
A hair bow.
Thank you. And let me help you with this. So you have such amazing hair.
Oh, thank you.
I know a story about another girl with amazing hair. Her name was Rapunzel, and she lived way up at the top of a really high tower. And she was very, very lonely.
If only I had somebody to play with.
Meanwhile, not far away, a royal traveler was wandering. She had really great taste, and of course, a crown. She was also a great adventurer. She went all over the world exploring lost cities, finding hidden treasure, and best of all...
Cleo, isn't this supposed to be Rapunzel's story?
Who? Oh, right.
In the story...
I don't want much. Just one really good friend I could read books with, braid each other's hair, maybe do a little finger painting.
Hi there!
Oh, we could have a tea party with our teddy bears.
Hi there! If you're looking for someone to play with, I can come on up.
Oh, could you? Would you?
Cleo climbs up vines on the tower.
Be careful!
Zoe's long braid unfurls. It hits Cleo and knocks her into a bush.
I'm good.
Cleo rushes back into the woods. The ground shakes. Cleo returns with a wooden ladder.
Here I come, Rapunzel.
She leans it against the tower and climbs.
Oh, not again.
Zoe's braid cuts the ladder in half.
Timber!
It tips over, landing Cleo in a bush.
Oh, have you considered maybe using a hair clip?
We need to come up with something you can use to climb up the tower.
Yes, but what?
Zoe lifts her braid.
What?
A bird lands on it.
Oh!
It flies away.
You know, maybe you can use my hair?
To climb up the wall?
Why didn't I think of that? Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your golden, purple, and orange hair.
Zoe's braid lands on Cleo, burying her. She gets to her feet and starts to climb up the tower. Luna sticks her head out of a window.
Sorry, you're not in this one.
Luna withdraws. Cleo reaches Zoe's room.
Ha! Ta-da!
You made it!
An elevator opens.
Honey, what are you hurrying about? Oh, I didn't know you had company. Are you hungry? Would you like a lovely waffle?
Wait, you have an elevator? An elevator? Oof-da!
Cleo faints.
And the moral of the story is, they had an elevator!
That was a funny story. Want to hear another one? The way it starts out, not so funny because, well, Little Bo Peep had lost her sheep. Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home, wagging their tails behind them. She looked high and low over hills where they'd go, still couldn't manage to find them. Little Bo Peep wanted to weep and decided to rest for a spell. One, two, three. She fell fast asleep while counting her sheep, dreaming they came home with a smile. Little Bo Peep had lost her sheep and didn't know where to find them. She left them alone and they came back home, wagging their tails behind them.
That was great, Sammy. Who'd like to go next?
Oh, yeah! Does anyone want to hear a Transylvanian folktale? A long time ago, in a forest far, far away, a handsome young count was heartbroken because he wasn't able to dance at the royal ball. Now, nobody would get to see his moves, which had their very own moves. Never before had he felt so alone.
Drac flies over a lake. Melusine looks up at him.
Huh?
They share a wave.
It was a mermaid, a beautiful mermaid. And she had some awesome moves, too.
He pulls her out of the water and dances.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what? Check me out. These dancing shoes might be small, but they got a monster soul. I dip and dab with speed and grace and break dance like a pro. And if a friend comes joining in, well, they better best keep up. Cause this cabbage patch is shaking loose. We're going up, up, up. Woo! Dancing across the sky.
gonna show ya just how I flow, yeah. Just watch me now, moonwalking on the moon.
Fantastic flossing.
These arms are
boss, yeah.
So scorching hot and in the groove that even my moves
they have moves.
Jack dances in front of the moon.
They have moves.
Melusine watches and rubs her chin.
They have moves.
She takes his hand.
They
plunge underwater and dance together.
We're gonna show ya just how we glow, yeah.
You've never seen an electric slide so smooth.
Breaking the way out, vampire bold now.
What?
No, we can't stop, we're in the groove, yeah. Even our moves, they have moves.
Oh, yeah.
They have moves.
Yeah, yeah.
They have moves.
Fish, dance with them. Drac and Melusine part ways.
And the Count's heart was as full as the moon. The end.
Oh, that was great. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Drac, that was a really heartwarming story.
And one I've never heard before. It's always great to hear a new story.
It's all so magical.
The children wear their story costumes.
Tell a story once upon a time. A fairy tale adventure, a favorite nursery rhyme. It helps our new friends know that they belong. Laughing with old friends and singing silly songs. Sharing with friends. Oh, once upon a time, making new friends. Sharing nursery rhymes. And though the night now ends, while we had ourselves a monster of a time.
The sun rises. The super monsters transform.
Sun up! Super monsters!
And they all lived happily ever after.
Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Stephen Christopher. Voiced by Scott Carroll. Credits. Written by Robert K. Skeer. Story editor, Karen Lee Brown. Elise Malloway is Cleo. Vincent Tong is Drac, Itsy Bitsy Spider. Aaron Matthews is Frankie, Mr. Mash. Andrea Widman as Katia, Baby Bear. Alessandro Giuliani as Lobo, Mr. Howler. Nicole Anthony as Zoe, Miss Mina. Diana Carina as Spike, Sammy. Gigi Sol Guerrero as Vita. Asia Matu as Rocky. Lucia Bernard as Zane. Elysia McKenzie as Olive, Mama Bear. Ian James Corlett as Igor, Papa Bear. Britt McKillop as Esme. Cynthia DePando as Abuelita. Copyright 2020 Netflix. All rights reserved. Logos. Icon Creative Studio. 41 Entertainment.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.